Welcome to Wisdom Exchange TV. My name is Susanna Stevens, Chief Edge Optimizer for the Ignite Excellence Group of Initiatives. One of our initiatives is the Ignite Excellence Foundation, where we invest, inspire, and develop future leaders in emerging countries. With that spirit, we produce Wisdom Exchange TV, where we interview pioneers, trailblazers, leaders of many, all over Africa. Today, we're in Toronto, Canada, with a Ugandan business leader, Susan Wazy. Senior President Advisor of AGOA and Trade-Related Matters for Government of the Republic of Uganda. She's a fighter. Working with people is the cornerstone to everything.
To human resources.
So what are some of the things that you do to connect with people?
You humble yourself. Because you know, many times, it's how you approach people, that interrelationships you create, you know? I'll tell you, when you come and you hold these titles, sometimes as people introduce you, it puts a barrier. But if you smile and someone says, "Ooh," and then you tell your story so that they begin to say, "I can do it. She did it. Because they sometimes don't know how you started. They look at you and you're the vice chair of Uganda Hotel Owners, the senior presidential advisor. But when you tell people your story, your struggles, your family, I have a family, they have a family. I educate children, I have girls and boys. So you become human, just like them. And when people know you for who you are, they will appreciate you and they'll get closer to you and they'll give the best of themselves.
Which excellent advice. Is there anything else that you do as well to make that kind of connection?
I set out my expectations from you because it's not about me giving. It's you also performing what you're supposed to do. It's not that you're kind and you're nice. When people know that you set boundaries, work for me, this is what I expect of you. Honesty, integrity, hard work. And if you do that, these are the rewards. People will tend to do if the lines are clear. Sometimes when you're just vague and someone doesn't know what is expected of them, then you find you really stay a non-performer. But I set my boundaries, I put my expectations because like I've just told you, one, I'm an owner, but on the other one, I'm an employee myself. So I have to account for what I do. I have to perform. So I also expect the people that I work with to perform in my office, because I have a small office with people that work under me. But also, I work in the field. So I meet directors of companies. So I kind of have to give them the same respect that I expect that I'm given when I'm working in my own hotel where I'm the boss. I kind of have to wear two hats, so to speak, one as an employee and one as an employer.
Now, do you find you need to change your personality slightly or change how you interact with that individual?
Yeah, you have to. Definitely, you have to. Because when you're an owner of a hotel, okay, you're a team leader, but you call the shots. But now when you go as an employee of a government, but also working with people who own their businesses, you're kind of at the same level. So you have to address them in a different manner to get what you want.
Yeah, more collaboration.
Yeah, it's more collaboration.
There is one thing you could attribute your success to, a personality trait or a situation or opportunity that occurred. What would that be?
I think I'm a people person. I think I'm a motivator. I'm a people person. I just love talking to people. And I think my mother inspired me because of who she was. Who she was and what she achieved. So she had that. I just rally people around me. I think I'm a good coach. what I think.
Now, what would you say would be the most rewarding aspect of your career?
Educating my girls and my boys. Educating my girls and my boys and being a good example to them.
So what would be the most challenging aspect of your career?
The position my husband holds. You know, it puts you in the limelight. He's a politician. So even when you achieve things of your own, you as a family, even, you know, that have nothing to do with politics, they kind of, you know, his politics is kind of tied into me. So when you know what politicians face, you find that there's a ripple effect to what you do. And sometimes they attribute your success to where he is, while you're just struggling like any other person.
Yeah, and you know, that's a really good point because, so, and that's something you, it really hasn't come up, is that you may play very, running as an owner, a mother, then on the board of both the Hotel Association and also running the IGOA for Uganda, and also you're a politician's wife.
Yeah, and that can really, really lay a stress on your life. Because sometimes it's hard to put a separation between that, you know? Mm-hmm. Your achievements sometimes get locked up in his politics.
So you see,
when there are failures, like either in his politics, there's a trickle down onto you. And sometimes they don't look at you just as a woman in business working hard like them. They look at you like a politician's wife who gets this limelight or connections because your husband is a member of parliament or he's a minister. And then when this, because politicians, sometimes the curve is up, another time it's down, then you have to struggle to keep afloat. And sometimes to say, oh, hey, look here, I'm doing this. I'm working like you and me. I'm struggling. I have the same challenges, the same barriers. Like any other woman who's not married to somebody in politics.
Now, what is your, just as an aside for context, what, your husband is a minister?
He was a minister for many years. He was, he liberated the country. He was among the people who liberated the country from the people that was going on. He was in the bush for many years, for 5 years with our current president. Then he served in security organization, member of parliament, to this day for the last like 11 years or something.
Well, the good news is I didn't know that when I started interviewing.
Yeah.
See, so I'm interviewing you because of who you are.
Yeah, that's what I like. That's what I like. And I don't normally mention that. I just mentioned it because
it's important.
It's important.
It is important.
Because, you know, I know that's a struggle. You even put, I sometimes know if my husband is just an ordinary person, I would still be who I am, because this is who I am.
Now, has there ever been an initiative that you implemented that just did not work?
The Uganda Travel Association. I started it, I opened the Uganda chapter, but it didn't take off. And part of the reason is because there were already existing associations in the tourism industry that had been there. And it was also a market that was not, it encompasses United States and Canada. So it was a new market to people in the tourism industry. They were getting a lot of tourists from Europe, from UK. And so, like I said, they were saying, what is in it for us? So it just actually did not work. I'm still struggling with it because I'm still their contact. But it hasn't been a success.
And the extra segment is something that you've had to do that makes you uncomfortable. You had to push your edge. It makes you uncomfortable. But you had to do it, because if you didn't do it, you would not have the success you have today.
Yeah, borrowing money from banks. I tell you, that causes me pressure. Sometimes you have no choice but to go and borrow this money. But remember, you know you have deadlines. You know you have to make sure that whatever, wherever you are going to invest it, it's going to bring a return so that you can service your loan. It actually gives me sleepless nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, is it the paying back the loan that gives you the sleepless nights, or is it just the fact that you have to borrow from somebody else?
The fact that I have to borrow. Yeah, because remember, the loans in my country have very high interests. You're borrowing, this is not your money. This is somebody else's money. And they could take your property if you don't pay in time. So you just have to make sure you do. So it actually leaves you on the edge. It's like a catch-22. You need it, but in a way you wish you didn't.
What does success mean to you?
Satisfaction at what you're doing. Satisfaction as well as you seeing you're moving from point A to point B and you're making a difference.
Now, how would you define leadership?
Being a servant. I'm learning to be a servant because most leaders are bosses.
It's a very different paradigm, isn't it? If you were to give advice to women, more specifically, of three leadership lessons that you'd like to share with them based on your experience of leading your employees.
Do unto others what you want done unto you. That is, be a servant leader. Do unto others what you want done unto you. Because many times we want to be treated in a certain way, but we don't treat people in a certain way. In a good way. Be a team leader. Work with them. Don't command from above, because if you are in a business and you work with the people, you know your business and work with them and encourage them, you will actually get more out of them. Motivate people. Motivate them.
Now, what would you like your leadership legacy to be? Like, if you could leave something for the world to benefit from your leadership, what would that be?
I think leadership begins at home. If you can't manage your own home and your own children and your own family, sometimes, because I'm a mother, so I was led by my mother, I was inspired by my mother, and I think that's what I tried to do. I always say, people look at me, here you are inspiring so many people who work for you, but you're not inspiring your own children. So I started my leadership right at.
So what was the best advice that you've ever received?
It was from my mother still. Be honest, have integrity. That's what she used to tell me.
You have three daughters. Your youngest one is 21 years old.
Yeah.
So let's say she's 10 today. She's 10 years old. So a very interesting age to be at, sort of really sculpting. What advice would you give to her? She was 10 years old today.
Follow your heart. Do what you're passionate about. Because if you tell your child at 10, you know, somebody's like struggling to learn this and that. And you know, many of us mothers, no, parents, so to speak, you want your child to succeed at what you failed to succeed at. That's why I know. Me and my husband would tell our children, be a doctor. None of us was a doctor. Are you doing well? Be an engineer. But you never try to find out what your child is actually good at. So I've learned a lesson that, because I was doing that, I was telling my daughters, you know, for you to be successful, you must do this, you must learn mathematics. Maybe your child is gifted at something. So encourage or advise them. From a young age to pursue what they are really passionate about.
And I appreciate your honesty there as well, because you know the reality is a lot of us don't do those things and realize in hindsight what we should have done.
Yeah. I didn't do that. I fought with my daughter, my youngest daughter actually, the one you're talking about. She said she wants to go and study English. And I was saying, no, that's not a career. you need to have a career, you need, I said, Mom, I love English, I'm doing it well. I was saying, no, you can't.
So how, now, what I'm interested in, and I don't think I've ever had the opportunity to actually ask this question, is she says English, you say no. Why today, as you sit in that seat, have you changed your mind that you should have supported whatever she wanted?
When I was growing up, I loved the hospitality, not hospitality. In fact, I remember that time I used to admire people who were going on the plane as air hostesses. I kind of loved traveling, but my mom was telling me, be a teacher. And I ended up doing a degree in education, but I didn't love teaching. She was telling me, teachers get married. But the truth, I had wanted to do law because I kind of communicate, I argue a lot, I debate a lot. She was saying, women lawyers? No. You won't get a good husband. Teachers are nice people, they get married. And I did teaching and I never taught. Seeing that I'm doing something I'm passionate about, like tourism and hospitality and service and working with people. That's why I can now sit back and say, if this is what she wants to do, this is what she's passionate about, she will be successful about it. Because most times, people who are successful are those that do what they really are passionate about.
What's next for you?
I would love to own a big hotel and be one of the large, probably in every town have a boutique hotel. I used to say that I had short-term goals and long-term goals, and I used to imagine that I would own a big skyscraper written on Susan Towers, but I hope this might happen and I might be an owner of a big hotel that is a skyscraper. And the next best thing is to see my children successful with their own families, with successful careers, and to have grandchildren.
Spoken like a true mother. Yeah. What words of wisdom do you have for African women?
Don't underrate yourself. Have the power, dream big, have a vision, be persistent on it, network, collaborate, instead of being competitive, trade together, mentor each other, mentor the young generation. It's not outside you, it's within you, that power. And you can, if you reach for perfection, you will learn excellence. And there are people to learn from, you're not reinventing the wheel. The Canadians have got there, the women, they are still on the same struggle, on the same journey like you. So learn what is best in them and give them what is best in you. And you have a lot. You have all the resources that God gave you. Use them. Don't underrate yourself.
That's excellent. Thank you. Lots for women to take and hold there. Again, my name is Susanna Stevens, and I co-produce Wisdom Exchange TV alongside my husband, Michael K. Ginright. We do travel all over Africa. We just happen to be in Toronto right now interviewing pioneering women. If you know a woman we should interview, please email us at info@wisdomexchangetv.com. Also, please like our fan page, Wisdom Exchange TV, as we update there regularly, as well as our homepage. We syndicate blogs, so please, there's new information there, comment on the site. And lastly, I want to leave you with my words of wisdom. We talked a lot about participating in associations, and Susan gave us some really good insight to the value to participate in an association, not only for your personal capacity building, but also you can make a difference to the policies in your country and in your industry. So if you haven't participated yet, you do not know what you're missing. I recommend you try it and be active participant. Thank you for joining us.